Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're the sauce on your steak. We're the cheese in your cake. We put the spring in Springfield.
We're the lace on the nightgown.
The point after touchdown.
Yes, we put the spring in Springfield.
We're that little extra spice.
He puts the spring and the singing in Springfield. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Today on the show, Alf Clausen, composer for The Simpsons for more than two decades. And we wrap up our animating music series with some of your favorite moments of music and animation. Plus a performance from the Brooklyn band We Are Augustines. But we begin with The Simpsons. Next month, Marge and Bart and Homer and all the residents of Springfield will begin their 23rd season together, making them the longest-running animated show ever and the longest-running sitcom on TV. Over the last two decades, their lives have been scored and underscored almost single-handedly by one man, composer Alf Clausen. And if that seems like a feat of strength and wit, well, it is. The sort of feat that has earned him multiple Emmys. Joining me now by phone from California is the man behind the music, Alf Clausen. Alf, welcome to Soundcheck.
Good afternoon. What a cute song. Who wrote that?
Where did that come from? That's, what is that? We Put the Spring in Springfield. That's from the 90s, isn't it?
It is, yes. One of our earlier episodes.
Is it true that, aside from Danny Elfman's theme, that basically you have been the one sort of moving the story along with music for all these years?
Yes, that's exactly right. I've been the sole composer and songwriter of original songs for now. I just finished up my 21st season with The Simpsons.
Wow. Now, We Put the Spring in Springfield. What's the story behind that song?
It's quirky, as usual, on The Simpsons. It has to do with the Springfield House of Ill Repute, and the folks in Simpsons Land in Springfield want the house torn down. And Homer goes to the defense of the house because Bart has his first after-school job there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
of
you know.
Course.
So in the end, Homer prevails and the house stays.
Mm-hmm. And that's the story behind We Put the Spring in Springfield. Now, that's original music. I mean, at various points over the years, you've also parodied other music. You've arranged things. You've actually had to rearrange Danny Elfman's theme song for The Simpsons many times. In 1995, you did a kind of Latin jazzy version with Tito Puente. What was that like?
Well, that was really fun. Most of the time when I rearrange Danny's theme, I record it in the studio with my group of studio musicians. I have a 35-piece orchestra every week, and it's made up of the most incredibly talented studio musicians in the world, the L.A. studio musicians, and we have a great time. But in this particular case, it was a little bit different because we found out that Tito Puente and his band were actually going to be in Los Angeles performing at the Hollywood Bowl on Sunday of that week, and so we were able to book the band for Saturday, for a recording session on Saturday, and Tito and his band came in and actually recorded the music that I wrote for that song, and it was really a kick because it's the road guys are totally different than the studio guys. You know, they're road worn, as they say, and they have all sorts of interesting stories to tell.
Mm-hmm. And they must be, as the studio musicians are, incredible musicians. I mean, you put the stuff in front of them, and later that day, you've got the piece.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we do a recording session, most of the folks in Simpsons Land don't realize that the musicians have never seen the music until the day we do the recording session, and they don't even see it before the recording session. They walk into a three and a half hour recording session and see the music for the first time. We rehearse it two or three times. We record it a couple of times. We've got it. We move on. And it's just like the musicians have been living with that music for months.
Yeah, just listen to this. This is Tito Puente and his Latin jazz ensemble doing Alf Clausen's, one of Alf Clausen's many rearrangements of the Danny Elfman theme song to The Simpsons. This goes back to 1995.
Thank you.
from an episode of The Simpsons called Who Shot Mr. Burns? That is the Simpsons theme song. Alf Clausen has arranged it here for Tito Puente and his Latin jazz ensemble, who happened to be in town that weekend. Alf Clausen's on the line with me from L.A. It's our week-long series, Animating Music, and we're talking about The Simpsons. And Alf, there are plenty of times where your music is front and center, but then there are also many times where it's underscoring, right?
Right, exactly.
And how different, I mean, what's the process of doing that?
Well, the process that all underscore composers live by, when we laugh as a group about it, that if we're not noticed, we've done our job correctly.
Mm-hmm.
The aim of the underscore composer is to underscore the emotional content of the scene, to be the frosting on the cake, as it were, with a candle on top. And so if we've done our job correctly, then people don't even realize that there's music in the episode. Many times I'm introduced to someone as the composer of the music for The Simpsons, and the person that I'm being introduced to will say, I didn't realize there was music in The Simpsons, which in a perverse kind of way is the biggest compliment I can receive.
That is a perverse kind of way of getting a compliment. But your very first episode, your sort of audition episode, was Treehouse of Horror, episode one, from back in 1990.
Right, that was my audition episode.
And a lot of that is underscore music, right?
Right.
So let's hear, this is an excerpt from the audition that got Alf his job as the guy scoring and underscoring The Simpsons, from Treehouse of Horror, the first Halloween special, now an annual tradition, this one back in 1990.
Hello? Something scary happening? Hey, Poindexter, it's Halloween. Put the book away.
For your information, I'm about to read you a classic tale of terror by Edgar Allan Poe.
Wait a minute. That's a school book.
Don't worry, Bart. You won't learn anything. It's called The Raven. Once upon a midnight dreary,
while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door.
"'Tis some visitor,"
I muttered.
"'Tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more."
"'Are we scared yet?"
"'Bart, he's establishing mood."
Ah, distinctly I remember. It was in the bleak December. And each separate dying ember wrought its...
Well, Alf Clausen, if you were trying to stay in the background there, Lisa Simpson kind of wrecks it by saying, Bart, he's establishing the mood.
I know.
From the Treehouse of Horror, from October 25th, 1990, it's now an annual Halloween event, the Treehouse of Horror series within The Simpsons. Alf Clausen is the man who does the music. And listeners, do you have a favorite Simpsons moment or a question about how the music for The Simpsons is made? You can give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, or leave your comment online at wnyc.org/soundcheck. Again, that number, 212-433-WNYC, and we'll be eager to hear about more general questions and comments about animation and music a little bit later on in the show. But Alf, we have been talking all week about the history of music and animation, cartoons and tunes. Did you grow up with, you know, Looney Tunes, Merry Melodies, that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. I was a big fan. And I was an even bigger fan of Rocky and Bullwinkle. I think that's the one that really stuck with me the most. I just absolutely loved the sense of humor that was going on in that show. It was so disrespectful, as it were. And we've kind of inherited that lineage, and we keep moving ahead. Matt Groening once said that sooner or later we offend everyone.
Uh-huh. Matt Groening, of course, the creator of The Simpsons. So, I mean, growing up with that music as part of your, you know, soundtrack to your life, has that influenced the way you write for The Simpsons?
Well, that's a very interesting question. When I first auditioned for the job with Treehouse of Horror number one, I was given the directive that most of the music on The Simpsons was not to sound like Merry Melodies and Looney Tunes. They wanted something very different, and they asked me to underscore the drama. Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons, described it to me as, he says, we don't look upon our show as being a cartoon, but we look upon it as being a drama where the characters are drawn.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like the episode scored that way. Can you do that? And I said, absolutely.
Well, and a lot of it seems to be not just dramas, but Broadway-style musicals. I mean, a lot of the times where you get to stop underscoring and actually have the music center stage,
right.
It seems like that's a big part of the vocabulary.
Well, I've been absolutely blessed in the opportunity that I've been given by the Simpsons producers and the fact that they have incorporated so much music into the series over these 22 years. There's never been a television show quite like it, and we've drawn from so many musical influences, Broadway being certainly one of them.
And Disney seems to be a favorite target for parody as well. Is that kind of good-natured, at least on your part?
Oh, yeah. We poke fun at everybody, and, you know, we always do it with a wink and a smile.
Mm-hmm. Back in 1995, Alf Clausen and the Simpsons Gang did a parody of Disney's Beauty and the Beast and the song Be Our Guest. This is the Simpsons with See My Vest.
Are you sure you want to go through with this, sir? You do have a very full wardrobe as it is.
Yes, but not completely full. For you see,
some men hunt for sport, others hunt for food. The only thing I'm hunting for is an outfit that looks good. See my vest, made from real gorilla chest. Feel this sweater, there's no better than authentic Irish setter. See this hat, 'twas my cat, my evening wear, vampire bat. These white slippers are albino, African endangered rhino. Grizzly bear underwear, turtle's necks, I've got my share. Beret of poodle on my noodle, it shall rest. Try my red robin suit, it comes one breast or two. See my vest, see my vest, see my vest.
Life. From The Simpsons episode 2001 Greyhounds, a title of parodies one Disney film. The song comes from sort of another Disney film, parodying Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast, Alf Clausen's music from The Simpsons. I love Mr. Burns and Smithers. Do you have favorite characters, Alf, that you just love to score for?
I love Mr. Burns and I love Comic Book Guy.
You've written some great stuff for Kelsey Grammer as well in the role of Sideshow Bob.
Oh, yeah, that's been fun.
Now, Tyler is on the line with us from Wayne, New Jersey. He has a question for you. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
I got to say, love your work.
Thank you, Tyler.
The sax solo in the introductory credits. My understanding is that changes every so often. I was just wondering how you go about that. If it's all pre-recorded or do it?
No, we record the sax solos as part of the weekly scoring session. Whenever we're going to add a new one, we've added several new ones through the years. We have a collection now of about 20 sax solos, I believe, and we kind of recycle them on a week-to-week basis, depending on if we haven't had one that's been heard for a while. What's interesting and fun for me is toward the end of last season, I hit upon a little ploy, which I threw at my producer, exec producer Al Jean, and I said, what if Lisa, during the pan from the orchestra, when she plays her sax solo, what if she all of a sudden plays trumpet?
Hmm.
And they laughed and laughed, and they said, that's a great idea. Why don't we do that? So they had that scene reanimated for Lisa playing trumpet. So I had my jazz trumpet player, Bob Summers, improvise a jazz trumpet solo for Lisa, and we recorded it. And they liked the idea so much that now we've also had her play jazz violin a couple of times. And we've got some more surprises coming for this next season.
Wow. Alf Clausen is the composer, the Emmy-winning composer behind The Simpsons, has been since 1990. Lots of guest stars come and lend their voices. Have you ever had, well, we heard Tito Puente before, but have you had guest musicians either to do the sax solo or to actually be in the show itself?
We haven't had guest musicians to do the sax solo. We talked about it early on, and then somehow or another it kind of fell through the cracks. And the producers liked the sax solos that I gave them. That's an interesting story in itself. It's been the same musician all these years. My dear friend, woodwind player Terry Harrington, has been playing Lisa's sax solos for these 21 years. And he's a heart transplant survivor at the UCLA Medical Center.
Hmm. All right. Well, good for him.
Doubly
good for him.
Yep.
Mark joining us on the line from Newark, New Jersey. Hey, Mark.
Hi. I just want to thank Mr. Clauston for his version of the Hank Scorpio Bond theme music.
Thanks, Mark.
That is one of the weirdest and most amusing things I've ever seen on The Simpsons.
And you noticed it, which, Alf, means that you weren't doing your job right?
Well, no, he can notice the songs. That's
all right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in one of the more recent, in fact, the most recent season of The Simpsons, there's an episode called 500 Keys. And this is, Homer is driving along a cliff, somewhat recklessly, as you might expect, and he's got a wedding cake and the kids in the back seat.
Shortcut.
Woohoo!
Got the right of way.
Alf Clausen, you notice that music.
It's probably the one and only time that anybody's ever going to notice that cue. That's funny.
500 Keys, episode 21 from season 22, which will give you an idea of just how durable The Simpsons has been as a series. And Alf Clausen, the enduring and veteran composer of the music behind it and sometimes in and around it, still going strong. And do you still have time for other projects?
Well, I have time, but I don't necessarily have the energy. This is a very intense job. I work 80 to 90-hour weeks every week when we do a scoring session. So the off weeks are kind of spent either writing the original songs or just recovering.
All right, well,
hit me.
Alf, you have done yeoman work over the years. We're actually going to hear one of your Emmy-winning songs. Your Checkin' In is from the episode The City of New York versus Homer Simpson from season number 9. Alf Clausen, a real pleasure having you with us on Soundcheck today.
Thanks for asking me to be here. It's been a real pleasure.
This is Soundcheck.
Confession. I should put you away where you can't kill or maim us, but this is L.A., and you're rich and famous. I'm checking in.
He's checking in.
Well, we have been having fun all week with our animating music series, and we hope you have too. And before we wrap up, we're going to ask you about your favorite cartoon music. We'll open the phones in just a moment. And later, the New York-based band We Are Augustines will hear the compelling story behind their new record, and we'll hear an in-studio performance on Soundcheck.